looking at a moment of history for him. This is Bessar Berisha from the penalty spot. Jack Duncan stands in his way. Victory looking for the lead here. Study of concentration from Bessart. He fires home and he has the A-League scoring record.
Big moment for him, Bessar Berisha, surpassing Archie Thompson last night. Francis Leach was the voice you just heard calling the action on SEN last night. Francis, good morning. What a moment.
Morning, Matty. How are you going? Morning, Darren. Yes, it was. It was a big moment for Bessart, who, look, to his eternal credit, came here as an unknown. Ange Postecoglou picked him out of the German leagues, and brought him to Brisbane Roar, where he became an instant sensation and, you know, drove them onto those two titles, and I think it was 38 games unbeaten and playing beautiful football. And then he came to Victory as the marquee guy, and sometimes that can go a little pear-shaped. He might have been a little self-satisfied and wanted to just enjoy his time in a big club, but he's actually improved and become an even better player and probably one of the best that we've seen in the A-League. Certainly one of the best imports, along with Thomas Broich, that the game's ever seen in this country.
And in terms of his temperament, Francis, you talked to players. In fact, Archie Thompson joined us a couple of weeks ago in the studio and just described him as a different cat. And
didn't he belt all the stuff off the table?
He did. He smashed all the stuff on the table a couple of weeks ago at half time, but he certainly gets the job done. He channels that aggression in the right direction.
Yeah, like a lot of those guys that come from really, you know, poor countries and poor backgrounds, but every game they play like their life depends on it. And he certainly has that attitude to the game. He wants to play every minute of every game. And at some times, he gets close to the edge. He's much better at it than he used to be. I don't think we've seen him pick up a red card for a fair while. But everyone who plays with him absolutely loves him because they know that his intention is always to do what it takes to win. So it can be volatile at times, but that's what drags people through the gates. Chuck, I'm sure you play with plenty of players as well who are like that, who sometimes are close to the edge, but you couldn't take your eyes away.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, and it was great. I was flicking last night between the Big Bash and the A-League. So well done, Bazaar. 91 goals, big tick to him. Tell us about last night, the 4-2 scoreline. Was that reflective of the game, Francis, first of all?
Yeah, probably was, Chuck. I think it was a funny one in a while. Melbourne Victory in the first 45 were fully in control. They got those two quick goals. The second one was beautifully worked as well. Rojas scoring again. He's going about winning his second Johnny Warren medal. I reckon at the moment he's in such good form. But then in the second half, it got a little bit sketchy at the back for Melbourne Victory. Donachie got exposed a couple of times. Daniel Georgeski was guilty for giving away the second goal. And Victory were a little bit ropey at the back. But going forward, they were devastating. Tracy getting on the score sheet again, which is good for Melbourne Victory. And looking like a team that can certainly challenge Sydney FC for the title. They've got a bit of work to do. They've got a game in hand against Sydney as well to make up that six-point gap. But they look like they're in great form. I think they make six wins out of their last seven starts. So they're in probably the best form in the competition at the moment.
Tell us about the atmosphere last night. 14,000 roughly down at Simmons Stadium. Firstly, the venue. What did you make of that? And then the second part of it, Frank, is a lot of talk of expansion, as you and I have chatted about. Is Geelong the real deal?
I reckon it is. Look, I know the Geelong football community really well. We had Steve Horvat, former Socceroo. He's from the North Geelong Football Club, which has produced a number of international players over the years, including Josip Skoko's a North Geelong boy. And the big football community there certainly is hungry for it. 14,000 there last night, pretty good, given that the conditions weren't great. Newcastle aren't a top-drawing team either. The noise in the stadium was fantastic. It's actually a pretty good place to watch the game as well, even though it's not a rectangular stadium. It's a fairly narrow stadium. So it's the facilities are superb, as you know, Matty and Chuck. It's going to be an incredible stadium when it's fully finished down there at Geelong. So I think they've got a real chance to become an A-League franchise. And the only little hiccup was that they, I don't know if you caught
measurements.
We were there early, and the Victory players came out and had a look. And we saw them pointing, and sure enough, the guys who'd done the measurements for the penalty box had narrowed it by about 6 yards on either side. So it looked like they were playing an under-11 game. So they had to go out there with the green paint and repaint the lines and then start again. So that was pretty funny. But outside of that, the surface was superb and it was a really good night.
Hey, Frank, we've got about a minute left. We've heard David Gallop say, fish where the fish are in terms of expansion. It certainly seems like there's a lot of fish down in Geelong.
Plenty of fish in Corio.
A lot of fish in Corio. So they've got to be a big chance, don't they, Geelong, to get a team?
Yeah, and I think it also comes down to proactive city council. If they really want the club there, they'll make an effort to make overtures. I know that the Geelong bid has got some smart people behind it. They're not going public with their plans yet. I know there's other bidding teams around the country that have Tasmania, South Melbourne, for instance, really keen to make a big noise early on. The bidding criteria is made available in February, so then we'll know what the clubs or what the bidding teams need to match up against. But expansion is definitely on the cards. It's going to happen. A 10-team competition sort of run its course. We don't need our teams playing each other three times a year. So it's going to be somewhere. I think Geelong would be perfect. We'll just have to wait and see what the FFA and the broadcaster thinks about that. But yeah, I think there's definitely going to be a third team in and around the greater Melbourne area, and I think Geelong would be ideal for it.
Great night in Geelong. Frank, thanks for that. Happy New Year.